The number of Americans filing jobless claims last week grew to just shy of 3 million, bringing the total since the pandemic began to nearly 37 million. For more, let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. And Ali, we should note this is the sixth week in a row that these jobless claims have come down after peaking March 28th. But that said, we're still talking about 20% of the American workforce filing for unemployment. Are you alarmed or optimistic about today's numbers?
Look, I think they are, you know, the first headline is that they're cause for alarm. These are huge numbers, and they're abating very slowly. The two pieces of good news are that some of it will be temporary, right? Some of it is a result of shutdowns, and we don't know when those shutdowns end. That's a political discussion. But when they do, some proportion of these people will go back to work. The other thing to be optimistic about is that the Federal Reserve Chair has said this is really, really serious and more needs to be done. Now, that does stand in contrast with what the president, what Mitch McConnell are saying. They're not sure that we need another round of stimulus at the moment. The Democrats are looking for another $3 trillion deal. But the fact is, people who know about these things are saying this isn't going to get better on its own. The government's going to have to continue to think about creative new ways to fix it. So I'm both pessimistic and optimistic at the same time.
Well, when you talk about the Democrats' $3 trillion relief package plan, and again, it doesn't have bipartisan support, at least not yet, this one would put a lot more aid into state and local governments, right?
Yeah, because think about this. With all of these people unemployed, they're not paying taxes in many cases. They're not earning and paying taxes to their state and local governments. State and local governments, unlike the federal government, can't, generally speaking, go into deficit. They can't go into debt. They can raise bonds if they're, you know, building a dam or a bridge or something like that. But they, generally speaking, can't spend more money than they have. So then you start seeing services cut on a local level, including policing, ambulances, health centers, things like that. So the states have long said that they haven't received enough money, probably a third of what they need, generally speaking. And small businesses haven't received enough money. So only the federal government has the heft and the power to create a stimulus plan that's big enough to affect everybody. So that conversation doesn't have bipartisan support, but it is being had.
Well, and when you hear Republicans talk about it, and we just talked today with Senator Lankford, Republican of Oklahoma, who is concerned about how much money is being spent on this, and we hear about trillion-dollar deficits, multi-trillion-dollar deficits, is there good reason to be concerned about that?
Yeah, I think there is. I think that we often don't spend enough time talking about debt and deficit. I would say this isn't exactly the moment to make this the priority, right? There are reasons to get into debt from a federal government perspective, and this would be one of them. So I think we have to think of debt more holistically. I think Senator Lankford's right. I think a lot of people who are concerned about debt are right, that it's a conversation we should have more frequently, whether it comes to government debt, corporate debt, or household debt. But emergencies are generally not the ideal time to be deciding to tighten the belt.
Well, and the argument would be that it's going to be a lot cheaper to spend the money now than it will after millions and millions more jobs are lost, and some maybe permanently.
Correct. Yeah.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thank you.
My pleasure.